Buffalo.com. Click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special. Use my promo code USA.
Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Disney to use profits from its Avengers Endgame record-breaking opening weekend to pay its employees a middle-class wage. Mandy Dupler, senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union, reacts to Sanders' comments.
Bernie Sanders has never seen a success story he doesn't want to immediately dismantle, right? I mean, that's my reaction to what Bernie has to say here. Let's consider the facts. Disney employs over 200,000 people worldwide. Those employees benefit from the franchise's success, whether it be in movies, whether it be in their theme parks. But consider this. Last year alone, Disney awarded $1,000 bonuses to over half its employees and expanded educational opportunities, investing back in that workforce. Bernie wants to tell you that big business is bad, but it's because Disney has been so successful, can generate these types of profits year over year, that it's able to do that.
And as far as CEOs getting paid too much, Dupler believes...
I think it's certainly worth having a debate about whether or not CEOs are properly justified in the compensation that they're getting. But I do think that it's a false narrative to say that if a CEO is getting paid too much, employees aren't getting paid enough. I mean, look, Forbes on its list last year said that Disney was one of the top-rated companies to work for in the world. It's the number one most highly regarded company in the world, according to that list. Mm-hmm. So Disney clearly is doing something right.
Dupler was speaking there on Fox News, and the NBA playoffs continue tonight with Denver hosting Portland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's top law enforcement officer is testifying about the Mueller report on Capitol Hill. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Democrats saying that Barr mischaracterized the conclusions when he delivered a four-page summary to Congress a few weeks ago. But during a Senate hearing today, Barr said he was as surprised as Democrats were that Mueller did not reach a conclusion when it came to obstruction of justice.
The report recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses.
Tristan Terrell is being charged with 2 counts of murder and 4 counts of attempted murder. Late Tuesday afternoon, Terrell allegedly walked into a building on the UNC Charlotte campus and shot 6 people, killing 2 of them and injuring 4. No word on the motive for the attack. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
2 Indiana judges are in stable condition after they were shot in a downtown Indianapolis White Castle parking lot early Wednesday morning. Detectives say the 2 judges were shot after an argument started in the parking lot and there is no evidence that they were targeted. Violence in the streets continues in Venezuela as opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for a military uprising against President Nicolas Maduro. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
At the White House, aides are now openly calling on high-ranking officials in the Venezuelan government to join the opposition.
We want, as our principal objective, the peaceful transfer of power.
But White House National Security Advisor John Bolton has a warning for the leader.
Nicolas Maduro and those supporting him, particularly those who are not Venezuelan, should know is all options are on the table.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Maduro was on a plane and ready to leave the country for Cuba, but he was talked out of it by Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Disney to use profits from its Avengers Endgame record-breaking opening weekend to pay its employees a middle-class wage. Mandy Dupler, senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union, reacts to Sanders' comments.
Bernie Sanders has never seen a success story he doesn't want to immediately dismantle, right? I mean, that's my reaction to what Bernie has to say here. Let's consider the facts. Disney employs over 200,000 people worldwide. Those employees benefit from the franchise's success, whether it be in movies, whether it be in their theme parks. But consider this. Last year alone, Disney awarded $1,000 bonuses to over half its employees and expanded educational opportunities, investing back in that workforce. Bernie wants to tell you that big business is bad, but it's because Disney has been so successful, can generate these types of profits year over year, that it's able to do that.
And as far as CEOs getting paid too much, Dupler believes...
I think it's certainly worth having a debate about whether or not CEOs are properly justified in the compensation that they're getting. But I do think that it's a false narrative to say that if a CEO is getting paid too much, employees aren't getting paid enough. I mean, look, Forbes on its list last year said that Disney was one of the top-rated companies to work for in the world. It's the number one most highly regarded company in the world, according to that list. Mm-hmm. So Disney clearly is doing something right.
Dupler was speaking there on Fox News, and the NBA playoffs continue tonight with Denver hosting Portland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design Live right here on WHCR-DB in Flemington. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and my program is called Modern Design. We're in year six of Modern Design, talking all things design for your home, your office, to create a new look, to change. Times are changing, and people, I think, are questioning more and more what to do with their home, how to make their space updated but still be them. So our topic today happens to be accessories. We're going to talk all about accessories today, but I also brought samples in because we do have video now of things that I'm working on and with, and we're going to talk about all about accessories today on our program. So let's maybe actually take a look at the weather first. It's not too nice today. I guess it's at 58 degrees, but there's definitely some sort of a funny chill in the air. Let's take a look at our weather. The National Weather Service is opening up slowly. And let's see what it says here. Currently, we're at 56 degrees or 13 Celsius with overcast skies. This afternoon, there's a 30% chance of showers because I had my car washed. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and then patchy fog. On Thursday, it's a chance, 30 to 40% chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms with a high of 75. Thursday night, 70% chance of showers likely with a low of 52. On Friday, again, showers, 60% chance showers likely with a high of 68. Friday night, showers likely with a low of 54. Saturday, guess what, folks? Showers, 60% likely with a high of 73. Saturday night, 60% chance of showers likely with a low of 55. And on Sunday, guess what, folks? Showers. So it looks like it's a good time for the rest of the week to get decorating and painting and all that good inside stuff done because we're going to have a lot of showers. I thought the thing went... April showers bring May flowers, so May showers not so good. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and contractor for the past 22 years dealing in the tri-state area, specifically New Jersey, but also some in Pennsylvania, especially in the Bucks County area and New York City and surrounding areas, doing all things related to your home. I've been featured in many of the design magazines that you see on the shelves. I do a television show also, if you're following me, on the Comcast channel called Design for the Times. You can watch our show besides the show here on Facebook every week on WHCR. You can watch Design for the Times on YouTube under my name, Richard Christopher Scuderi. We have about 24 or 25 episodes up, and it's doing very well, and we're going to continue actually outside of the tri-state area with the program. All right, I'm going to have a lot of things to show you today on accessories and ideas for updating your home. Maybe it's a good week to implement them with the weekend being so rainy. We'll take our first set of commercial messages. I'm going to open our phone lines, so if you want to call in and talk about your renovations or your accessories or things that are inspiring you, feel free to call us. The phone lines are open. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color. This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. My company is Maven Hill Designs. We are locally here in the Hunterdon County area at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, in the Hunterdon Common Shopping Plaza. Sometimes people refer to it as where the Sears was, but the Sears is unfortunately no more. I'm inside in Flemington Fan and Lighting, which is a 6,000 square foot showroom of wonderful, very updated and interesting lighting. I sell all sorts of accessories and wonderful things for your home. Doing these days mostly kitchens and baths, lots of renovations, mindful renovations of homes, trim and molding, window treatments, or everything related to your home and your commercial space. Maybe you have a restaurant or a boutique type business that needs an update. We do those all the time as well. In fact, 30% of my business these days happens to be restaurants, doing a lot of restaurants, doctor's offices, things of that nature. I'm working on a new project this week. It's a deco 1920s building, which is beautiful condos, and they want me to bring it back, the corridors, all the corridors, to a deco style. So, you know, nothing's outside of the box related to design. If you ever want to reach Maven Hill Designs to get a sometimes people just want some inspiration. I do something at Maven Hill Designs called a Fresh Eyes, and that's a coupon that's on the website. If you go to www.maven, M as in Michael, A V as in Victor, I N Hill, H-I-L-L Designs with an S, .com, there'll be a page there, and for $199. I'll do a Fresh Eyes. I'll come out, plus tax, I'll come out to your home and spend an hour to 2 hours with you and go through and give you wonderful ideas. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of some time with Fresh Eyes. Even if you those projects you carry out yourself, just gives you some insight into how your home can be its absolute best. So our topic today happens to be accessories, things you can do to update your home, surfaces, and so on. I am in the midst of a multiple amount of renovations right now, so I have a lot of things with me that I brought in to show you as well. So we're going to talk about that as well. And I'm going to start with the first one because it's right next to me, and that is backsplashes. So is a backsplash an accessory? Well, maybe in a way it's accessory for a kitchen, right? It's sort of the jewel of the kitchen. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about backsplashes and how I feel about them. So first I'm going to hold up something that you wouldn't normally think of as something that I would pick for a backsplash. And that is glass tile. Now, many, many, many people ask me for glass tile. And this is sort of what they call a style that's a little bit, it's not like a subway pattern, it's thinner. They refer to it as stria. So it's kind of linear, and this is black and gray. Now, I'm not using this as a backsplash per se. I'm using it in a fireplace renovation. So we are changing the look of the fireplace. The fireplace in the home that I'm working on right now is was incredibly traditional. It had very 90s hunter green. They called it Uba Tuba granite. So if you remember back to the early days of when people were doing granite, they were doing the thermofoil white kitchens, not the better quality cabinets we're using today. And they were using Uba Tuba or Verde Butterfly, which was a hunter green or a dark green kind of granite. We just ripped that all out, and we're going to do the fireplace actually in a glass tile. We're going to create a hearth that's bluestone, which is a a gray stone, and then the gray and black. And then we're going to do a mantle that's going to be painted out black, a simple mantle shelf, if you will, but something substantial, and then a TV above, which is the way people are living today. So doing fireplace makers, things like that, and using wonderful grays and blacks is a way of modernizing your home. Now, when it comes to backsplashes, and I think I have a sample or two here. Let me just go over here. Put camera for a second and show you what I've been doing a lot these days. One of the easiest and least expensive ways to change out your backsplash, maybe you did a backsplash in the 90s or even up to about maybe 2008. A lot of people were using 4x4, smaller size, getting a little feedback here on the microphone. We were using smaller tiles. Now the tiles, instead of using squares, we're using rectangles that are linear, and this happens to be a little bit bigger than the standard 3x6 tile. I'm using a simple white ceramic tile, not adorned, and doing, I like white grout, I do not like colored grout, doing white grout and changing it out to a simple profile. And I normally do actually 3x12, which is even significantly wider than this, but doing a clean white backsplash, which is a wonderful backdrop, and we are going to be using it in actually two of the kitchens that I'm working on right now with white grout. It's nice to have a backdrop that's, one, very easy to clean, and this is an inexpensive and non-porous polished material that's very easy to clean, but it's also neutral. One of the things that I was saying to people 20 years ago is not to do a backsplash that's fruit or birds or anything, inlays of copper that looks like celestial, star things. Do things that are neutral as your backsplash. And then if you're into birds at the time, right, get a beautiful platter and put it on a plaque and put it on a stand in front of that. Have some cookbooks, beautiful cookbooks, and put them out. You can interchange the things that are on a countertop, but the backsplash is a hard surface, so keep it neutral. So in this case, as far as your backsplash, let the backsplash be a backsplash and then add accessories. That's one of the ways that accessories can change the look of a home. Do a neutral white or maybe even a gray backsplash, but then put platters, put wonderful things, put beautiful plants that can sit there. Do herbs. Get a couple of different herb pots against that white backdrop. It'll be beautiful. Something else that you can do for the space. Talking about kitchens, I'm going to talk a little bit about kitchens because I'm working on so many of them right now. In fact, we just came from the kitchen showroom where we signed off on a beautiful kitchen today. I often talk about shaker-style cabinets. And I want to talk about this because I've come to some new conclusions about my kitchens. Now, this is a shaker-style cabinet. You can see that it's very flush here. This is a quality, heavy cabinet. Well done. The manufacturer is Brookhaven, and they have a nice quality cabinetry. One of the things that I'm doing, I'll see if I can get close enough that you can see this, is I'm changing my profile slightly for shaker. I'll try to go a little bit closer, and then you can see how it is here. I'm adding a feature piece in the inset door that there's an extra piece of molding there if you're going to do these white shaker cabinets. The reason that I have that and wanted to show that, I always say our renovations should be mindful, is that the original shakers that I was using often looked beautiful and very straight and flush, but often crumbs can get caught into that space and they're harder to clean. Now I'm doing a shaker cabinet, as I showed you, that has just that little extra piece of molding so things don't go into the corners. So styles have changed. Things are squarer, but they're learning over time what works and what doesn't. So square is aesthetically simpler, right, and cleaner, which is terrific. But the same thing was happening with the sinks. People didn't want the standard sink that had the rounded edges anymore for a kitchen sink. Even bathroom sinks, if you look at vanities now, they're rectangular, not seeing as many oval sinks. But what was happening with the early kitchen sinks, the stainless steel kitchen sinks, when they were a perfect rectangle, things were getting caught in between them. So mindful renovations is doing things when you do them over and over and you start to see what works aesthetically but doesn't work practically. So if you're working with a shaker cabinet, think about the inset, right, that sort of inset panel, and think about maybe putting a little bit of a molding in there so it's not a deep crevice, because over time, of course, cabinets do get crumbs, they get things dust, they get grease, they get things in them, And it's sort of a more of a mindful type of renovation. The next thing I want to talk about is wood flooring. So this isn't particularly, it was one of the samples I had with me today, but this is an oak, and we're seeing, as far as at least flooring, we're seeing oak used quite a bit now. In terms of when I started the industry, there was oak everything, oak cabinets, oak, but now it's just really floors. Oak is a good wood to use for floors because it's a very hard wood, but in all sorts of colors. I did bring out this sample for a specific reason. For the first time ever, there's not one particular color that's in style right now. There are and one particular profile. I would say on the whole, people do like the boards to be a little bit on the wider side. The original boards in the early 90s were like 2.5 inches. They were a thinner board, usually in some type of oak. And they were finished out in a blonde finish. When I'm refinishing floors, often I'm taking that same floor, if it's in good quality, keeping the thinner profile, but updating it by staining it a darker color, a brown or a gray. In fact, in the project I'm working on now, we're going to stain a product like this in a gray tone. So the browns and the grays are a little bit more in style now. In the early years when people went from that blonde, thin profile to a wider profile, there were a lot of mahoganies. Santos mahogany was very popular, and Brazilian cherry, so we were seeing a lot of reds in wood. And then that's changed more to the browns. So when you think about a kitchen today, an updated kitchen, most of the time you'll see white shaker cabinets, and you'll see a dark oak, wider board, hardwood floor. So that's sort of a base. So that's what we're seeing now, but we're also seeing grays. We're seeing wider boards, but we were also seeing thin boards at the same time. So a lot of things are in style. I just say, as far as a mindful renovation, go with what you like and not too extreme. For a while, we were seeing planks that were very large. They almost look odd now because it's an extreme. Try to stay in the middle with your hard surfaces and let the accessories pop, and that's what today's show about is keep your surfaces relatively neutral but attractive, and then work on the accessories. I specifically wanted to talk about accessories today because there's a new store in the area. Let me just see if I can reach off set for a little bit of this. It's not a new store, but it's a new store to our area, and that's called Savi, and it looks very different. The letters look than it's pronounced. So Savi is a store that I purchase from a lot for my projects for furniture and accessories. And I got that this weekend. We weren't going to do a show about accessories. We were going to do a show more about spring and planting. But I decided when I saw this, I'm always looking for inspiration. And when I saw this, I thought to myself, look how different we decorate today than we even did 3 years ago. How much things have changed, how styles have changed. And one of the things I continue to see when I go through homes, particularly in Hunterdon, Somerset, Mercer, and the local counties here, is that things were so traditional for such a long time, and now they're really not. That almost for the first time ever, traditional is starting to look a little bit dated. And even if you have a colonial or a traditional home, and it's decorated in traditional, which makes sense, and it works well together, times have changed and those things look dated. So what's the best way to update your, and least expensive, update your home? Two things. One is paint, but where painting is going very neutral now. So what's going to give a statement? Accessories. So in this particular living room, which is a formal space, and we're seeing less and less of formal spaces, here's a formal living room circa 2019. So if you take a look at this picture, you'll notice a couple of things. Styles have really, really changed. And in formal spaces, we're seeing definitely a change, not much color. So if you look at this, this is very much what I talk about on the program on Modern Design each week. Lots of whites and grays and maybe a little influence of blues, but definitely very gray-based. Furniture is stylish, and the profiles are different. Accessories back in gold, as you can clearly see in this beautiful room, we're looking at a lot of gold here. And that's what we're talking about that I think confuses people so much, because we said, okay, you know, the 90s came, and everything was in gold. We did hardwoods that were dark, and we did lots of jewel tones that are reds and greens and blues. and gold, and that all went together. And then there was a change, and everybody got away from the golds, and they wanted to go to silver tone. So the buzzword for a long time was brush nickel, everything in brush nickel. And then we started to get into the grays with the painting, and things became very gray and neutral, and maybe there was a little bit of blue, but blue and gray and nickel, which is still in style, but now we're starting to see it change again. So now we're seeing gold, but with gray, and they're coming together. And also blues, all shades of blue are becoming more prominent, from the lightest robin's egg blue to navy. And we were talking earlier today with a kitchen company I partner with on some of my kitchens, and they were talking about navy blue cabinets, whether it be the top cabinets or maybe a white or no top cabinets, which is also in style. And the bottom cabinets are navy blue with gold hardware. So for people today that are navigating maybe some sort of a change, they're noticing such change in design, which I've never seen it change so drastically in my tenure, the 22 years I've been doing it, that they need to update. And people who I think would have been very happy with what they have as long as it was functioning well are considering renovations now because styles have changed so much. That's why I thought one of the ways that you can sort of make an immediate change is to change out your accessories. That's why today is an accessory show. So again, I'm going to just show you the cover picture. And if you take a look at this beautiful living room, and it is a beautiful living room, you'll notice the round mirror in the gold finish. Now, that's something that you could go out and buy relatively inexpensively. This one happens to be very expensive, but you can relatively go out and get a round mirror. Round mirrors are one of the first things that I might want to suggest, and you don't want to repeat round mirrors in a lot of rooms. It'll look like a ship with portholes. But take a room, a more formal room, like a living room or a foyer, and change out your mirror to a round mirror. And maybe try a different finish, like a gold, like the picture that I just showed you. You know, one of the things that is in style now is mixed metals. I share my space with Flemington Fan and Lighting, so I get to see the latest in lighting all the time. And we're seeing a lot of different mixed metal finishes, or metal and wood. But mixing your metal, silver and gold, actually look good together, and they complement each other. Or silver and wood, or gold and black. We're seeing a return of gold with black together. So that's one of the ways that you can definitely change your look, and that is definitely by adding maybe a little bit of gold. A resurgence of gold has come back. Not a shiny brass, but sort of a matte, dark gold. So now I'm going to show you the next picture, and this happens to be what a modern dining room looks like. Now, I do apologize because these are magazine images, and they might reflect light a little bit. But I'm going to show you this dining room, and this dining room is from a traditional company. Look how different this looks. This is Century. Century is a company that's been around for a long time. They are a traditional company, and I'll open this up in a minute. In this case, there's a traditional oval table, but look at the chairs. Look at these accessories in the space that make things look more modern. So now I'm going to try to open it up so you can see the whole thing. So you see a very traditional dark cherry table, but look at the chairs. They're white. White is trending. White accessories are very, very popular right now. So you see that these are white chairs, and they have sort of a tribal print on them. The fabric is a tribal print, and that's something else that's very much trending. So if you're looking to do an update, in this case, you could change out, you could keep your core table, Century piece, but just change out your chairs to a more modern look, and it lightens it up a little bit. Also, look at the beautiful white orchids on the table in the navy pot. That's very trending as well. In fact, in my own home, I made my own arrangement of beautiful white orchids in a hammered stainless steel bowl, and they really made my traditional space, my traditional cherry table and sideboard, look more updated because we had tones of silver and white and blue. And that, this is a Century dining room. This is a traditional company, but you can see the new traditional. It's updated, and what makes it, what speaks to you here are the accessories. So accessories really do make a difference. All right, we've come to, I'm going to throw a lot at you today. We're coming to our news. I'm going to take a quick news, and we'll be back with a lot more ideas on accessories. Feel free to call into the show, 908-237-0410.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
the nation's top law enforcement officer is testifying about the Mueller report on Capitol Hill. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Democrats saying that Barr mischaracterized the conclusions when he delivered a four-page summary to Congress a few weeks ago. But during a Senate hearing today, Barr said he was as surprised as Democrats were that Mueller did not reach a conclusion when it came to obstruction of justice.
The report recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses.
Tristan Terrell is being charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. Late Tuesday afternoon, Terrell allegedly walked into a building on the UNC Charlotte campus and shot six people, killing two of them and injuring four. No word on the motive for the attack. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Two Indiana judges are in stable condition after they were shot in a downtown Indianapolis White Castle parking lot early Wednesday morning. Detectives say the two judges were shot after an argument started in the parking lot and there is no evidence that they were targeted. Violence in the streets continues in Venezuela as opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for a military uprising against President Nicolas Maduro. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
At the White House, aides are now openly calling on high-ranking officials in the Venezuelan government to join the opposition.
We want, as our principal objective, the peaceful transfer of power.
But White House National Security Advisor John Bolton has a warning for the leader.
Nicolas Maduro and those supporting him, particularly those who are not Venezuelan, should know is all options are on the table.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Maduro was on a plane and ready to leave the country for Cuba, but he was talked out of it by Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Disney to use profits from its Avengers Endgame record-breaking opening weekend to pay its employees a middle-class wage. Mandy Dupler, senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union, reacts to Sanders' comments.
Bernie Sanders has never seen a success story he doesn't want to immediately dismantle, right? I mean, that's my reaction to what Bernie has to say here. Let's consider the facts. Disney employs over 200,000 people worldwide. Those employees benefit from the franchise's success, whether it be in movies, whether it be in their theme parks. But consider this. Last year alone, Disney awarded $1,000 bonuses to over half its employees and expanded educational opportunities, investing back in that workforce. Bernie wants to tell you that big business is bad, but it's because Disney has been so successful, can generate these types of profits year over year, that it's able to do that.
And as far as CEOs getting paid too much, Dupler believes...
I think it's certainly worth having a debate about whether or not CEOs are properly justified in the compensation that they're getting. But I do think that it's a false narrative to say that if a CEO is getting paid too much, employees aren't getting paid enough. I mean, look, Forbes on its list last year said that Disney was one of the top-rated companies to work for in the world. It's the number one most highly regarded company in the world, according to that list. Mm-hmm. So Disney clearly is doing something right.
Dupler was speaking there on Fox News, and the NBA playoffs continue tonight with Denver hosting Portland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. My company is Maven Hill Interior Design, located at 176 Route 20231 in Flemington, New Jersey. Oh, actually, Ringo's, part of Flemington, in Ringo's, New Jersey, and right across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station inside Flemington and Fannin Lighting, a 6,000 square foot showroom where I share my space. Wonderful accessories and items for your home, wonderful gifts. Usually typically 30% less than you would find in regular retail stores. Working mostly these days on kitchens and bathrooms, and our topic today happens to be accessories. And the reason I often say in the program how we work here, I start on Sundays. On Sundays, I come up with a concept for the show, and I do a lot of social media. So it's usually something I'm working on, and right now I'm working on a couple of kitchen projects in particular. In fact, actually three kitchen projects in particular. And in most cases, my surfaces happen to be more neutral these days. Lots of white or gray cabinets, flooring that are in grays or browns, and sort of clean-looking backsplashes. So it is, in fact, these days the accessories that pop and are more important than ever. And also on the flip side, if you have a home that you've done and you can't afford to change the basis, what's going to give you the most bang for the buck? Well, two things. One is painting, right? And painting used to be a lot more color, but painting, if you want to update your house for painting, you're going to use neutral tones. It's the accessories where you're seeing the pop more than ever. I'm going to pull something up quickly, and it'll probably be hard for you to discern. I'm kind of going to just do a fan of my, let's see, 5 most popular paint colors in the Benjamin Moore chart. I'll try to get as close as possible as I can to the camera, which is kind of, logistics are kind of rough here right now. So if you take a look at this, and if you can discern it from your computer screen, you'll see that the colors are all different shades of grays or grayishes that range to the left into sort of a rich neutral gray, and then towards the right, we're in a space that's grayish, which is a combination of gray and beige. So if you're updating your home via painting, you're taking away rich saturated colors. In fact, the only saturated colors that I'm seeing people painting out are shades of blues, possibly some greens, but more blues these days, shades of a brilliant blue, and I'll show you an example of that. But looking at that palette, those rich, wonderful colors are no longer coming from the walls. They need to come from the accessories. So that's why I wanted to do, that's what led me to do today's topic. Now, if you follow me on my topics, they start on my blog. I often say one of the good things that you can do online is a lot of the resources are free. And my blog is called The Color Guru, The Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, excuse me, at blogspot.com. And you can subscribe. It's sort of like an article every week with pictures of ideas. And our topic today on the blog this week, both on the radio and the television show, is accessories and how accessories now make the home. So, check out our blog. It goes back about 5 years, actually. And you can look at the different articles and get some ideas. I do want to show you an idea of a room with color because we're, again, if we're doing color, we're only seeing shades of blues. And I want to show you something relative to, which I'll try to get as close as possible, trying to get to what I'm talking about with accessories. White accessories are trending. So if you're painting your walls shades of gray, specifically a dark gray or medium tone gray, and or blues, as we see in this picture, if you notice, most of the accessories are what? White. So white accessories is something that I see as trending big time in spaces. We're seeing lots of neutrality, as in this particular example where the sofa is white, the coffee table is shades of gray and white, the chairs are gray and white, and the pop happens to be the art that's in the middle of the room. So there's a little color in the art, but we're not seeing as much color anymore. So it is, in fact, and I'll show this again, the thing that pops is the artwork. So that's sort of a change. That's why the accessories you pick, could you imagine sort of neutral art there? Just there would be nothing standing out except the wall color. So to create a sense of balance in the room, the accessories have to have a little bit of depth to them. That's why they're so important to do accessories that have a lot going on. I'm going to take a look at this next picture and talk about it because, again, these companies are relatively, relatively conservative, but you see the style has changed so much. So taking a look at this beautiful room, I would say it's a transitional room. I can't say it's a totally traditional room, but a lot of elements here are neutral and simple, and there are ways to make your room look more updated. So if we look at the color palette on this, and I hope you can catch it on our two cameras here in studio, you see you have a set of sofas facing each other that are basically very neutral. Well, that's very a traditional element. But you see a lot of, there's a Buddha here. There's artwork that's neutral, but it's just texture and lots of grays. That's how people are decorating today. It is very, very different. If you look at this, and I'll put it up one more time, you'll see that a lot of the accessories have texture to them. You'll see that the lamp has tremendous texture to it. It is these accessories that define this basically simple room. So accessories do become very, very important in doing a space. I want to switch a little bit and talk about something else, and that is carpets. Carpets really can be an accessory in your home. And for such a long time, I worked with a couple of, in New Jersey, a couple of wonderful purveyors of fine carpets, and we were doing these beautiful rugs that had an oriental kind of a look to them, an Asian kind of feel with a lot of patterning. Well, that has really, really changed. Not that they don't exist and you should keep them, but when I'm replacing rugs or doing new rugs, we're kind of going a different direction. And here's a rug that, a relatively inexpensive rug that I use a lot. There is something that is trending in spaces where people are actually taking textured broadloom carpet and they're using them, they're cutting them as area rugs, or they're using them as steer runners. So I'm going to show you this, which is actually, I don't know if you'll be able to discern the patterning in this. But here is a relatively, let's see if we can get this up a little bit, relatively inexpensive broadloom carpet that has wonderful texture. It's in a sort of a dark gray, but with undertones of blue in it. And I'm using this often as a stair runner. When you create a stair runner, you want that stair runner to be a dark color. You don't want it with texture. You don't want it to be solid because you're going to see crush marks and dirt. And you don't want it to be light because it's just bound to get dirty and have track marks. So there is a catastrophic change. And if you were looking, maybe you did your stair runner in 2005 and it was an oriental looking color carpet in burgundies and golds, and you had the tassels and the stair runner and the whole thing, you know, sort of edged to the very end. The new stair runners are very different. No gold bars, very simple and understated texture and a dark neutral color. And that's a way that you can update your home right away. Another thing is your banister. People are painting their banisters now in black or in dark gray. That's a simple way. You can take a traditional banister that has maybe a volute at the end, but update it by painting the spindles white and painting, which they were never doing before, but now painting the banister itself a dark gray or a soft black, and that can update it. Again, we're creating neutrality in our hard surfaces so that the accessories in the space can pop. All right, we're going to take another set of commercial messages, a lot more to talk about on our show today, which is all about accessories in a modern home.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And I have to say, I know Jeannie personally, and her show is fun. It's kind of like a party. I always wanted my program to be like I call the clubhouse. I love Andy Cohen, and he just has such energy, and his guests kind of feel that. I haven't had a guest in a couple of weeks, and we are going to have a couple of – I have some wonderful guests lined up in studio and have an energy, and I want to have our own clubhouse kind of like they do. Jeannie has that vibe. You come in, and you kind of – it feels like a, she comes in after my program here live at WHCR, and she has that kind of energy, which is really terrific. Our topic today happens to be accessories, and we're talking about how styles have changed. Now, I'm going to show you – the next picture I'm going to show you is a room that's really still traditional. It has very neutral color walls. It has very traditional windows with transoms. It's in a colonial home, but it's been updated by the accessories. And the accessories are relatively neutral, lots of whites and natural elements. And those are the things that are making things so different today. It's the subtlety. I think in a way things are, it's funny at the same time, in a way things are much more subtle because paint color is subtle. And tones are more subtle, and the layout of things are much more square. So sofas are very much, they're having a track arm, which is very straight and very square. When we're putting tile up, the tile is linear, and it's white, and it's very rectangular or square. But at the same time, the accessories are more intense, more dramatic, almost back to like the 1940s and 50s when your accessories were kind of really stood out and they were a little bit different looking or exotic looking. So I'm going to show you the next picture. Again, these are coming from Savi, which is a wonderful store. Their flagship store in the area is in Livingston, New Jersey, but they've recently opened a new store, which I think they're still renovating, but it is open in Bridgewater, New Jersey on Route 22 in the westbound lane. Savi has a really interesting style, very, very modern, stylish, but also kind of elegant at the same time. So I'm going to show you this picture of a room which is in a traditional home, but look at the difference. Look at the changes of what 2019 looks like in updating your home. What do you notice here? Here's a very traditional home. You can see that the window casings are very traditional. The walls are very neutral, but it's the accessories that are giving it the more updated style. See the on the wall there? They have this wonderful wall hanging. And we're seeing things other than art. That's another thing that's trending. We're seeing things that have dimension to them, not necessarily much color, but texture. Textured accessories are becoming more and more popular. So in this example, in this very traditional room in a colonial home, the walls are painted a grayish. This looks like it might be a Revere pewter, which is a gray beige color on the walls. The trim actually happens to be the color of the wood, stained wood, but in this case it works. The hardwood floors are that same stained wood. A very traditional room, but it's been updated by sofas that are neutral, a neutral off-white linen sofa. But the sofa itself has a track arm, and I'll put that up again so you can see what I'm talking about. A track arm is a square, straight sort of looking arm and a nice back sofa. So in that way, it makes it much more updated. There's not a lot of color in this room. Again, there's orchids, which are white, so that's very, very neutral. But it's the texture, the wall hangings, the texture of the coffee table. Those are the things, the accessories that are bringing the change of look into a space. So I think, you know, it's probably harder to navigate times right now in decorating because the look is much more subtle. So when I think about growing up, I would say in the 1970s, there were things that denoted it, right? We saw lots of oranges and avocados and golds, right? And lots of stained wood. So that sort of was a specific style that you could follow. In the 1980s, everything changed, and it was the pastel palace. We had all the pastel colors. We had the blush pink and the teal and those and lots of lacquer and gray and almond colors, and it was very much in raspberries, very much and greens, very much pastels. And then the 90s came, and there was a change to more of traditionalism, and we were seeing a return to dark stained wood, white painted trim, but dark stained wood. So we're seeing a lot of dark wood furniture, and then the jewel tones came in and the burgundy was so popular, and hunter green and navy, and the jewel tones and a rich, very traditional element. And then we got to, and that stayed probably about until 2005. And then since 2005, I think, or six maybe, we're in this shift where we're going more towards a contemporary or a transitional style. And I think the thing about that's very difficult in today's times in navigating, decorating, why so many people call me, I think they're confused. Because you bought a Kelowna because you thought it would always be in style, but you're not decorating that way anymore. In fact, many people who have very traditional homes come to me to replace what they have, and I can't get them those fabrics anymore. I can't get them those shapes anymore because they don't exist. So that requires them to put more contemporary things in a traditional home, ergo transitional. And I think because it's up to interpretation, it's hard for somebody, a homeowner, to say, all right, what's really in style? And I think it is kind of confusing. So again, I'll hold up this picture and then we'll move on to something else. Here is a traditional room in a traditional house, but you see it doesn't really look traditional per se. It's the new traditional. It's stylish, but it's more subtle at the same time. Less color, more about the texture, more about the elements in the room. So very, very much different. And I think for some people, that's kind of hard because when you're used to having, I deal with people all the time, they're used to having elaborate window treatments. And now I say in your formal living room, we're just going to do a very simple neutral color Roman shade, a flat Roman shade, and that's your window treatment. Or we're going to do roller shades. Roller shades are more popular than ever. And I mean kind of a glamorous roller shade, so there'll be a cassette at top that will hide the roll. And then we'll do something that has maybe some texture on it that's weighted on the end and very simple. So when it's down, halfway down, it looks like a cornice or a valance, or all the way down for privacy. And of course, the most popular roller shades are the solar shades. And when a solar shade is a shade, a roller shade that has perforations in it, so light comes through the space, so it's not all or nothing. But it's in itself its own style, which is so drastically different. So we're taking down those heavy drapes in those formal rooms, and we're lightening up the treatment, doing something that's lighter. And I think that, again, that is a learning curve of how to do that. I'm going to show you the next picture, sort of a split screen, and see if you guys can see this, and I hope you can see this on the computer screen. And this happens to be a modern version of a dining room. And if you look at this space, the first thing you notice is that there's not a lot of color in the room. Neutrality is very much more in style. But if I pull this picture up again and take a look at this, and there's a lot of neutral elements in here. The chandelier is actually crystal, but again, not a lot of color going through it. It's more about the shapes. Take a look at that gold mirror. And you would first think a gold mirror would be dated, but no, modern gold has a lot of texture. It's different, it's darker, it's richer, and it has a lot of texture. That's a way of updating your home. I would bet you the same home 5 years ago had a dark color above the chair rail and the space, but now it's just a very light neutral. The chairs in this space have a lot of shape, they have a lot of texture to them, and that's one of the things that makes this room kind of work now, because it has an updated, stylish look. And again, it's the accessories that are making the space look wonderful. The last picture I wanted to take a look at today is a dining room. Here is another very traditional home. This reminds me, actually, the next picture I'm going to show you reminds me of a dining room that I did about 4 years ago in South Orange, New Jersey, in a beautiful estate home. It's from the 1920s. It was a beautiful Tudor house. It was built in the early 20s on a hill overlooking most of New York, actually, high on a hill with views of the city and the bridges and so on in South Orange, New Jersey. And they had a very formal dining room, very grand formal dining room. What I was able to do was change out the chairs with a graphic fabric. And they wanted to keep it traditional, but they wanted to update it. So the walls were burgundy at the time, and I changed them to a dark blue-gray color from Benjamin Moore. And then we changed out the chairs and the rug and some of the accessories. It was the accessories that took the same dining room and with the same crystal chandelier and made it something new. This is not the room, by the way, but very similar to what I had done. Take a look at this beautiful room, which is a traditional room, but it's updated traditional. And in fact, it's the accessories that are ruling the show. You can see here that the only saturated color that you see that's in style now is the blue. And this is a really rich, dark navy that has a little bit of gray in it. But what we notice about here, besides the beautiful color, is we're seeing the chairs. Look at that graphic fabric on the chairs, that it creates an element and a style in a very traditional room. Now, if we take a look at the rug, you'll also see that the rug is just textured and patterned. But this is modern, traditional. And that's what I think, again, people ask me all the time, what's in style? I'm not really sure what's in style anymore. And that happens to be kind of the look. So let's sort of refresh, and then we'll finish up for today on accessories. When you're going out to look for accessories to update your home, maybe you're going to keep your existing pieces, but you want to see what's going to make it more modern. White accessories are trending. I went out a couple of years ago when I started to see my living room was dated, and I got a beautiful, just simple black pedestal table, and I bought the biggest temple jar you can find, white. And the white really, temple jar had a wonderful geometric design on it. I mean, it's about this big. And I put that in the corner where there was nothing. I think there was a plant there, but it was dead. But I put this black element of this table that was so unadorned and not like the rest of my furniture, and this beautiful white, big, big temple jar that had a geometric pattern on it. And that thing alone, which was maybe about $100, that thing alone, the urn, really changed the look of the room. The focal point became this beautiful white object. And because an object is white, you begin to notice the patterning more, which was geometric, and things were just starting to go geometric at the time, and it really changed the look of the room. When the seasons changed, I took the top off of that big, gorgeous jar, temple jar that I had there, and I filled it with branches. In the beginning of the spring, I filled it with willow branches, and then as spring went on, I got wonderful for my own property some forsythia and filled it with forsythia, and then you had the white, the black, and the yellow, and that became its own look. And then later on, quince branches are that beautiful coral color. So it doesn't, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. In this case, a simple table painted black that had straight lines and a white temple jar is definitely something that could change it. White accessories, bringing some gold back in, the new gold, doing things that have texture. Instead of putting a picture, put something with texture on the walls. Those are some terrific ideas that will update to your home. Wonderful shows coming up related to spring and new ideas next week. Thank you for tuning into our program. And also watch on my YouTube channel, Richard Christopher Scuderi. Watch Designed for the Times, weekly half-hour shows that air on the Comcast channel first and then are online for you to watch. Thank you and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Barr is testifying regarding his response to the Mueller report. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy asked Barr if Mueller has changed his mind on the results of the investigation.
The decision not to bring an indictment against the president for collusion conspiracy with Russia has not changed.
No, it hasn't.
And the conclusion not to bring an indictment against the president for obstruction of justice has not changed.
No.
Venezuelans are taking to the streets again on Wednesday in what opposition leader Juan Guaido claims to be the largest march in their history. This comes a day after Guaido called for Venezuela's military forces to take out current President Nicolas Maduro. Most Western nations, including the United States, along with the European Union, recognize Guaido as a legitimate president of Venezuela. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing it for
a
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your breath? I know that you're trying.
in, everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay. Download the video. Okay. Download the video. Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Private sector jobs surged again in April, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The ADP National Employment Report shows the economy added 275,000 private payroll jobs in April, well more than analysts had predicted, and the most since last July. A total of 223 service sector jobs were created and 52,000 new construction and manufacturing jobs. The mining industry lost 2,000 positions. The official government report covering public and private sector jobs is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The South Central United States is cleaning up the wreckage left behind by strong storms through the region. Severe thunderstorms rolled across the area, causing hail, floods, and dozens of tornadoes to touch down. States affected include Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. No fatalities have been reported as a result of the bad weather. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire